and playing well for a round or two. He has a hard time putting four rounds together. I have a problem putting four holes together, though, so it could always be worse.
It could always be a lot worse. The fact that he is even playing, I'm assuming he probably got here on a sponsor's exemption over in at Colonial at the Crown Plaza Invitational over in Dallas.
Who am I kidding? I have a problem putting four shots together. let's go to the Orange Cables, where Trey Schaap of our staff is standing by in Hoover, Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Trey Schaap.
What's up, Justin and Christina?
Oh,
what's
hang on,
up,
Trey.
Buddy?
We gotta take care of business before we go. You know, we need music under this.
I think Headband made it quickly.
He did, and I appreciate the effort. Man, sounds like there's some roaring action. What's going on over there right now?
Well, Alabama and Ole Miss tied at 3 going to the top of the 6th. Ole Miss got on the board with 3 in the bottom of the 2nd. Alabama came back with 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and it's tied up in a loser-go-home, winner-stay-here game. And then coming up later, Vanderbilt and South Carolina in a loser-go-home game. Yeah, I bet you didn't see that coming. The number one team in the country lost 5-0 to Texas A&M yesterday.
Wow.
And then Mississippi State defeats South Carolina. Mississippi State looks like they're a lock to host a regional now. Arkansas, if they can get to Sunday, they could potentially host a regional next weekend. If not, probably going to Manhattan, Kansas, to Kansas State, where Kansas State will be the 1 seed. Arkansas would be the 2 seed there. But like Kendall Rogers said yesterday, a perfect game on overtime. He thinks Arkansas could come out of that regional and would be moving on to the super regionals if that happens. But today, the matchup that a lot of people are talking about, a lot of the scouts are buzzing about, Ryan Stanek on the hill for the Razorbacks, 8-2 with a 1.54 ERA, going up against Aaron Nola of LSU, 10-0 with a 1.99 ERA.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised, I guess, to see Stanek's ERA be slightly better. Nola clearly has gotten better run support throughout the year. LSU a little more, and, well, a lot more completely teamed probably than Arkansas at this point. But
sure.
Yesterday, Arkansas finding a way, Trey, and it was not the prettiest, but, winning on a pass ball is a win, so I guess they don't probably care at this point and still have their rotation set up to go deep. Have you figured out what they would do beyond the next game with Fant, who they would throw?
Well, Fant's going to start the next game, and then it's going to be pitched by committee from then on.
Okay.
And you look at their bullpen, I mean, they could start Oliver. There's no telling what Dave Inhorn might do. He could start Killian. He could start Colin Poche. Obviously, Killian and Poche, the freshman, it would be their first start in an SEC tournament game. But it would be pitched by committee from then on out. And obviously, this game is key because if Arkansas can win this game, then they are automatically into Saturday where it's – one game you lose, you're done. It's not double elimination anymore once you get to Saturday. That's the first semifinal game. You win it, you're in the finals on Sunday. So Randall Fant would start Saturday if Arkansas can get past LSU today. He would start tomorrow if Arkansas loses to LSU today.
Yeah, so win or lose today, Arkansas is in a single elimination situation following because they won't play tomorrow
yes.
if they win today. So that's a
yes.
that's an okay situation. What I guess if you can get an effort like you got out of Aston yesterday out of your starting pitchers the rest of the way, Dave Inhorn would be pretty happy.
They threw 2 pitchers yesterday, Aston and Beeks, and if Dave Inhorn could get 7.5, 8 innings out of Stanek today, I think he would be ecstatic with that. If he can get some run support, and Dave Inhorn said it yesterday too, they did get some solid hits. It's just, unfortunately, that solid hit in the 8th inning by Ferris hit the foot of Jacob Mahan.
Yeah, it was a weird deal. I mean, like you said, we got the timely hit. It just didn't work out because instead of going to the outfield, it ended up on someone's foot. So,
yep,
bad break.
Alabama just takes the lead on a triple by Austin Smith, and Alabama now leads it 4-3 over Ole Miss in the top of the 6th.
Were you at the LSU game when Nola pitched last time against Arkansas?
No.
Okay. Yeah,
but he's a stud.
Yeah, obviously he's been dominant all year. But again, he's getting almost 2 runs a game, which isn't a ton, but it's he's giving up almost 2 runs a game rather. So I'm assuming he's getting plenty of run support. Do you know what they're averaging offensively?
I don't know what they're averaging offensively, but in that game it was a 6-2 ball game the last time Arkansas faced Nola, and then Stanek actually defeated LSU 8-3 on that Saturday game back in Fable. So I like the matchup here. If Arkansas can get timely hits, I give them a good chance to win this game.
All right, good deal. Well, Trey, we appreciate the work. I'm going to play a little sound here in a second, but we will check back in with you in a little bit. We had somebody ask if the game is on Dish Network. Today's Fox Sports Net.
So Fox Sports.
You can get it from any television provider.
If you get that sports package on DirecTV or Dish, You should be able to find the game.
Okay. Trey, we'll check in the final hour.
All right, guys.
Thanks, man.
See ya.
Yep. Bye.
That is Trey Schaap. I guess we should have had his thoughts on the golf, but I can catch that on overtime.
Let's be honest. He'll talk about that on overtime.
No
worries. No worries there.
Coverage of the SEC Baseball Tournament in Hoover, Alabama is brought to you by First Arkansas Bank and Trust and Arkansas One Call and R-Cups.
Yeah, we'll throw Stanek. We're just going to stay on track. Stanek threw, I don't know, 80, 90 pitches the other day against Auburn. He threw extremely well. It wasn't his best stuff, but he threw well. He didn't walk people. And I feel like he's starting to heat up a little bit. It's his time of year. This is when we usually see him pretty good. And, you know, we've got everybody in the bullpen available except for Jalen Beeks, who we threw today. So that's what we'll go with. And then third game, no matter where we're at, we'll throw Randall Fant. And then we'll throw a little bit of everybody at him if we're still around. So that's the plan.
That is Dave Van Horn after yesterday's victory by Arkansas 2-1 over Ole Miss. And again, that game today can be heard on The Buzz at 4:30 after a very, very short drive time sports. And I'll be tuned in. Hopefully Christina will stick around for the whole afternoon of programming today.
Former I will.